Black Diamond and Turner Valley councillors are set to cast their vote this Wednesday, February 16, to show if they support amalgamation or not after nearly 4 hours of back and forth. The councils were to discuss a letter from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs requesting a reaffirmation of support from the newly elected councils, but to the surprise of some incumbent councillors, the Joint Friendship Agreement Committee meeting February 9 turned into a Q&A session. "We weren't expecting to have to make a decision on this," said new Black Diamond Coun. Andrew Dunning. "Most of our campaign promises were to facilitate amalgamation. We didn't think the decision would come back to us." Black Diamond Mayor Brendan Kelly echoed the sentiments. "I have no problem admitting in the 3 months since I've been elected, I've had to educate myself in more than 8 years' worth of material," he said Thursday, February 10. Kelly came prepared with more than 30 questions, including some from constituents. "If they, questions, seem elementary to you as an incumbent, it should," he said Thursday. They, incumbents, authored the report. Councillors posed questions about mailing addresses and legal documents, costs and savings, overall organizational structure, utility rate changes, infrastructure and reserves. While questions were touched on by incumbent councillors and town administration, many were still left unanswered. "There's no binder, no book to pull off the shelf that says how to amalgamate," Kelly said. "There are some serious, big-picture questions that, without postponing any deadlines, we just won't have those answers." The Wheel has reached out to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs for more details regarding several of the aforementioned questions. Turner Valley Coun. Cindy Holliday said while some details may be vague, councillors need to focus on the merits of amalgamation. "It's harder and harder to survive fiscally as small towns," she said, adding the two towns are stronger together. She pointed to the sacrifices both municipalities have already made while in amalgamation negotiations, additional staff hours, expensive reports and paused projects. Holliday said current councils have to trust that previous councils made the decisions they did for the betterment of the communities. "Focus on the merits," she said. "What does it look like if amalgamation fails? Are we going to be better off? I believe this is the best way forward. It has the most merit." Turner Valley Mayor Barry Crane said contrary to what some on council believe, Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver gave a clear answer regarding the potential merger. "He's ready to move this forward to cabinet," Crane said, underscoring no recommendations were returned to council. "He's ready to bring it to cabinet as the application he read is complete. It met all the requirements, public input, due diligence, it checked all the boxes. Councillors will vote in favor of or against amalgamation in their respective council meetings on February 16. Until then, Mayor Kelly said he will continue to investigate the merits of a merger. "I've been pro-amalgamation, but I want to have the right information not just for myself but the citizens of Black Diamond," said Mayor Kelly. "Part of the process is to continue to dig." Resident and former Turner Valley councillor Jamie Wilkie started a website and Facebook page called Support DV Amalgamation to encourage residents in support to speak up. Wilkie said his goal is to get as many people to reach out directly to councillors ahead of the next regular council meeting. "One of the big things I'm trying to do is just bust some of the myths out there," Wilkie said.